Good morning, good morning, good morning. It is time for another quick episode as I'm on my way from work. I pray now that God will protect you and keep you if you're on your way or to work or from work or whatever you may be doing. Maybe you were just waking up or get ready to lay down. I ask God to cover you, keep his hands upon you, and dispatch his angels of protection all around you. So this quick episode or segment is geared towards those that are doubting, those that have doubts in their mind about the next move to make. They're doubting that if they heard the voice of God, or they don't know where to go from here. They don't know where to go. You don't know where to go from the point that you are in. Real quick, all I want to do is just say, first of all, pray. Ask God to give you direction and ask the Holy Spirit to lead you and guide you in the right direction on what to do next. And make sure that when you pray that you don't worry when you pray, because if you worry when you pray, you're asking amiss. So therefore, I need for you when you pray that you pray with intentions on trusting in God. And this verse that I have for you guys is coming from 2 Samuel, the 22nd chapter, the 31st verse. And this is the King James Version. And it says, "As for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is tried. He is a buckler to all them that trust in him." And basically what that says, he is a shield. He will protect you. As long as you put your trust in him, he will be there for you to protect you. And no harm will come against you. Just trust in the Lord, and everything's going to be all right. Just acknowledge him in whatever you do. Acknowledge him, and when you acknowledge him and you keep praying, he will reveal unto you your next steps. He will allow the Holy Spirit to reveal unto you what to do next. And all you got to do is just keep doing that. Make sure, just pray before you do anything. Pray before you move. I pray when I wake up. I pray before I head out the door. You know, I pray when I get in my car. I pray before I even hit the road. I pray before I enter a building for work. You know what I mean? I'm always praying. The Bible tells us to pray without ceasing. And I'm always praying only because I want God to do something extraordinary in my life. And I want the light inside of me to be shown on the outside, that I may be an example to somebody else. But I said that to say this. Just pray, because when you pray, God answers your prayers. God will reveal unto you what he wants you to do next. And the crazy part is that sometimes when he does reveal that, it comes with all kinds of rewards. And I'm not saying that, you know, say that it's a prosper type of prayer, you know, prosperity type prayer. I'm saying that because that's happened to me. That's my experience. When I pray, and I pray for the wisdom, I didn't pray for money. I didn't pray for to get riches. I didn't pray to get any kind of financial or monetary gain, but I prayed for the wisdom of God and the understanding of God to know how to go about my situation or whatever I was facing at the time. And when I did that, he allowed some doors to open so that I was able not only to know where to go, but know how to get out of it. And not only did I know how to get out of it, he provided for a situation. And not only did he provide, it was more than enough. And that's the thing about it. When you put your trust in him, God will give you more than what your mind can fathom. Amen. And that's all I wanted to do. I just wanted to encourage you today that no matter whatever you're facing, no matter what you're going through, just put your trust in God. Put your trust in him. I'm trying to find you another verse now, so you can have more than just one verse. I can give you Psalm 71, verse 1. It says, "In thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Let me never be put to confusion." So he would never confuse you if you trust in him. I will say, this is Psalms 91, verse 2. "I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge, my fortress, my God, in him will I trust." This goes on and on. There's a lot of Bible verses about trust. And all you have to do is just trust in him. This is one of my favorites. Proverbs 3:5, King James Version. It says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not into thine own understanding. That's the one I want to highlight. Let's highlight that one. Put that one in your books. Put that one in your phone. And every time you feel discouraged, every time you feel doubtful, go back to this verse and pull it up. It's Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not into your own understanding. But in all your ways, acknowledge him. Not some, but all your ways. And I pray now that everything will work out in your favor. So before I leave, I'm going to give you this quick prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, I come to you. Thank you, first of all, God, for who you are. Thank you for your son, Jesus, God, who shed his blood that we may have the right to the tree of life, God. And we pray now, Father God, that as we go on this journey, oh God, that we will ask if there anything that we've done or said that was not of you, God. We ask that you forgive us for those things. And now, God, we pray now that you will keep your hands upon us, oh God. Keep giving us mercy and grace, Father God. And we know that you are in control of everything, God. So now we ask that you will dispatch your angels of protection first, God. And then we ask that you will make ways, oh God, that no man can make. We ask you will open doors that no man can open, God. And those doors need to be closed, God. We ask that you will close those doors that need to be closed, oh God. We pray now, Father God, that you will just make a way out of no way, oh God. Do a miracle, oh God, right now in the name of Jesus, God. We know that you can do it. Reclaim it. And we count it all joy, God. It is in your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Y'all have a blessed day. And to God be the glory for the great things he is doing, he has done, and what he's about to do. I love you. There's nothing you can do about it. God bless you.